It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
It all comes down to this afternoon from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The girls' Class 3H championship basketball game between the Silver Lake Eagles and the Halstead Dragons. Ray Penning in studio here on KNZA, our studio producer here today. I'm Brandon Tabman, courtside. Shout out and congratulations again to the Silver Lake boys. They just wrapped up a third-place finish, beating their opponents in that ball game, Galena. They led it wire to wire, but now an opportunity for the Silver Lake girls not only to win a second consecutive state title, but to do it for a second time in going back-to-back. The first two championships in Silver Lake history, you got to go all the way back to 1983 and 1984. A win today would give Silver Lake girls their eighth state championship in school history. 1988, 2002, 2012, 2016, last year, and a question mark with this season? We'll see. But standing in their way, the 24-1 Halstead Dragons, number two ranked team in the state. They have had one of their best seasons, if not arguably the best season in their girls basketball's program history. They had a 19-1 regular season record. That was the best in program history. A lot of these girls were part of the volleyball team in the fall that captured a 3A state championship. They have zero double-digit scores, but they do have six girls averaging more than 6 points per game. Also a fun stat about Halstead, 318 team steals coming in. That shattered a school record as well. But again, Halstead's path in the sub-state, Smoky Valley, Nemaha Central, and Marysville. They beat Neodesha in the quarterfinals, 50-33, and Colby in the semifinals yesterday, 46-33. Silver Lake, last night, boy, it felt like a state championship game, a rematch of last year's title game in the semifinals. They were down 11 at one point in the third quarter, came back to beat Heston 65-58. The record is 23-2, and once again, this Silver Lake team under fifth-year head coach Kyle Porter going for the second consecutive title and the eighth all-time in program history. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman courtside. On the other side of this timeout coming up, you'll hear my pregame conversation with the head coach of the Silver Lake girls in Kyle Porter. A champion is set to be crowned. Will it be Silver Lake or Halstead? Stick with us. My convo with Kyle Porter up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents, Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Brandon Chapman here on KNZA, getting you set for the 3A state championship game here today at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Silver Lake Eagles taking on the Halstead Dragons. Joined now by Kyle Porter, getting you set for this one tonight. Coach, again, congratulations. The chance for the repeat championship and the eighth title in Silver Lake school history. I'm sure a lot of nerves, or maybe not so much nerves for your team since they were here and they did it a year ago, but just how's the team feeling ready to go for tonight's game?
Yeah, the team feels good. I think one of the benefits we have tonight is that we've been here. We were here last year, and we talked about how last year we kind of got off to a slow start in this game. And so we really wanted to focus today on making sure that we turn the page from all the success and happiness from last night, and to remind ourselves that the job's not finished and we got to go out and play our best basketball tonight.
Boy, last night, just such an incredible atmosphere. The game against Heston, of course, there were so many storylines to that. Last year's rematch, you know, from the state title game, which you guys won. And, you know, you guys had to come back from an 11-point deficit in the third quarter to get the win 65-58. But just everything about that game, every aspect, every attribute, it just felt like a state championship game last night.
Yeah, it certainly did. And anytime you're in a big postseason game, it's going to have that feel. But I think what's important is last year, the Hayden game had a similar feel. And so we know what it's like to play in a big game and to come down off that high. And I think most of our players were on that team and have been there before. And so I think we have a distinct advantage tonight in the fact that we know how to get past a big win and be ready to compete against a really good Halstead team.
Yeah, the free throw shooting's been really crucial for you guys in the state tournament. Of course, Caitlin Haney's kind of led the charge there. Karis Dider was 8 of 10 last night. You guys hit 14 of 14 free throws in the fourth quarter when you really had to help, you know, really help put that game away. But obviously the free throw shooting's a big key. They call it free for a reason.
That's right. I mean, we talk a lot about winning time. You got to win during winning time, and the belief that our girls have that we're tough enough to handle any situation, and when the game is ready to be won, we're going to go win it at the free throw line and by making shots. And so super proud of that, and some confidence boosts there that whatever we find ourselves in tonight, we're ready to go.
Yeah, Kaylin Haney goes down with an injury in the third quarter last night. She comes back in a few minutes later, and she was a big part, of course, you know, coming back with that win. But, you know, talk about her and just what you've seen from her this season and the grit and the grind, of course, here in the state tournament.
I don't think there's enough hours in the day to talk about Kaylin Haney and everything she does for our team. I mean, she's the heart and soul, but she's also surrounded by some really, really good players, too. And so when she went down, you know, that's which has happened prior before, you know, that was a time for our girls to really rally together and to trust ourselves. And we did a phenomenal job when she was off the floor. And then fortunately for us, she was able to come back on the floor and do the amazing things she does. Never faster the game.
Yeah, for sure. Ella Bolin, you know, one of your couple seniors, I guess we'll start with her. Obviously, she was crucial in that second half, knocking down some threes, hit four threes, had 14 points for you. But, you know, Taylor Zordle as well. When you just look at this senior class, it being their final game here of their careers here, just talk about that and just what they've meant to the program.
Yeah, they've been incredible protectors, servants of our program. They're people that didn't get a whole bunch of playing time for the first 3 years at the varsity level, but stayed the course, paid their dues, and they're having a whole lot of success and contribute to our team in so many ways. And so to send them out the right way with the state championship, something I think all of us are going to play for and expect to happen. Ella Bolin, unbelievable. What she did in the fourth quarter there, that's just players making plays. And so the first night it was Karis Dider that kind of gave us the boost we needed. Last night it was Ella Bolin, and it'll be really exciting to see what player decides to step up tonight and help carry us to a victory.
Well, let's get your initial thoughts on the matchup tonight with Halstead. The Dragons are 24-1. You know, they don't have a ton of history in the state basketball tournament, but a lot of these girls, you know, they have had a ton of success this year, not just here on the basketball floor, but they were part of their, you know, state volleyball championship back in the fall. So, you know, it's kind of a different team compared to what you saw last night with Heston, but kind of the initial thoughts on the team you're going to see tonight in Halstead.
Yeah, they're a team of athletes, certainly. They're really athletic. They play great defense. Offensively, they're going to try to spread you out and take you off the bounce. And then they're really streaky from behind the arc. And so I think it'll come down to being able to limit their field goal attempts at the rim to try to contest without fouling there. I think we can really push in transition, especially off misses. And, you know, just to be us. I don't think we have to do anything other than be ourselves tonight, to trust what got us here. It'll certainly be a good game. It'll be a game of runs. And I think it'll come down to the team that's able to play the next play, that can handle a negative and turn it into a positive the next play. So that's what we're going to preach, that we're going to be tougher than whatever situation we find ourselves in, and it's our game to win.
What do you think is maybe the biggest difference with what they do, maybe compared to what you've seen in the first two games of the tournament?
You know, I throughout the season, they have pressured quite a bit, and so I'm interested to see if they're going to try to pick us up full court. Certainly they're going to try to find ways to get the ball out of Kalen Haney's hands, and I think that they're going to more than likely try to trap early in the possession. So that'll be a unique thing to do, but it's not necessarily different than what Gerard tried to do, just in a little different way. You know, I think that it's going to be similar in terms of athleticism of Heston, but it'll come down to who can be better in the four-minute wars, in the four-minute increments of the game. So that's kind of what we're focused on.
Finally, Coach, again, you just mentioned maybe a few there, but just finally a few keys and expectations to come out on top tonight.
Yeah, limit shots at the rim for them, contest without fouling. For us, we're going to need to run the floor well and score in transition. And then in the half court, just out-execute them. And I think that'll come down to who can make shots. Do what we do, we're going to be in the game, but we got to make shots to win it.
Second consecutive championship on the line here for Silver Lake tonight. Kyle Porter joining us here. They're taking on the Holstead Dragons here, looking for the eighth championship here, Silver Lake girls basketball history. Coach, again, it's been a fun ride here. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Starting lineups in the tip-off are coming up next.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Getting closer to the start here of the Girls Class 3A State Championship Basketball Tournament. We are live on KNCA, the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Ray Penning, Brandon Salmon with you. It's the road, or correction, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory. It is presented by Giant Mobile. Silver Lake with a record of 23-2. Tournament wins against Girard and Heston. The Halstead Dragons at 24-1. Tournament wins against Neodesha and Colby. Halstead, their best season in program history. This is their first state championship game appearance, searching for the school's first title. This was only the second time that they have made the Final Four. On the other side, of course, rich history for Silver Lake. This is the 14th Final Four appearance, their ninth appearance in the state title game, and looking for their eighth championship in school history, looking to go back-to-back after defeating Heston a year ago, 66-51. If they can cap it off here with a win today, it'll be the second time that they get back-to-back state championship runs. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. We're going to step aside for another timeout. National anthem getting ready. It's a packed house here in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Get you the starters and the opening tip-off after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
We're about set to tip things off here in Hutchinson. The girls' Class 3A state championship game, the Silver Lake Eagles and the Halstead Dragons. Thanks again for tuning in here on KNCA. Ray Penning, studio producer here tonight. Brandon Tabman here courtside with it being the championship game. Thought we might as well have a championship-level broadcast. Let's bring you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is the Halstead Dragons with a record of 24-1. And they're all road blue uniforms with white numerals and lettering. Addison Wills, a 5'6 junior guard, averaging 7.3 points per game. She had 19 and 5 steals in the first round win against Neodache. Casey Young, also in the backcourt. She is a 5'6 senior at just north of 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. Jordy Schroeder is a 5'8 sophomore at just north of 6 points per game. She had 10 in the win yesterday in the semifinals against Colby. The forward is 5'10 sophomore Bailey Birdall. She is averaging just south of 9 points per game and has scored double figures in each of the two games in this tournament. And then Delana Schutte, a 5'9 senior forward at 6.5 points per game. Derek Schutte, the head coach for the number 2 ranked Halstead Dragons at 24-1 in their first title game in school history, looking for the first championship in school history. Addison Wills, Casey Young, Jordy Schroeder, Bailey Birdall, and Delana Schutte, your starting five for Halstead. For the defending champs, Silver Lake Eagles under fifth-year head coach Kyle Porter looking for their 8th championship in school history in what is now their 9th title game appearance. Same five we've seen in the tournament all week. Kaylin Haney, sensational 5'7 junior all-state point guard, 17.5 points per game, 28 in the big win last night in the semifinals against Heston. Taylor Zordel, she is a 5'5 senior guard at 5 points per game. Played 14 minutes in the first game against Girard, had 5 points in the game last night against Heston. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 junior forward, 5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Her best game of the tournament was against Girard with 4 points and 5 rebounds. Ella Bolin, the 5'11 senior, crucial in that comeback win last night. She had 4 threes, 3 of them in the second half. She finished with 14 points and 4 rebounds. And then the freshman guard, Karis Deiter, at 5'6", 12.2 points per game. She had 21 in the win against Girard, 10.7 rebounds, and 3 steals last night in the victory against Heston. So again, for Kyle Porter, it is Kaylin Haney, it is Taylor Zordel, Paige Hyman, Ella Bolin, and Karis Deiter. Silver Lake in the home white uniforms, looking for their second consecutive state championship and 8th all-time in program history. The first quarter starting lineups are brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Sabetha. Every championship team, it needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts. You guessed it, which you can find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. How about a little sandstorm to get things geared up and ready to go? It's a packed house, blue and white on one side, maroon and white behind me here as we sit courtside here in Hutch. Again, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman here. We are locked and loaded. It's been a fun season, a fun ride, and we're ready to bring you the final broadcast here tonight from Hutch on the girls' side. Eagles will go left to right. Halstead will go right to left here in the first half. Ella Bolin will jump for Silver Lake. It'll be Bailey Bernal to jump for Halstead. Here we go. State championship game in Hutch. We are underway. Silver Lake opening possession. Haney into the front court. Bolin a touch. Now Zordel left side on the wing. Hands it off there to Haney. Darts a pass into the right corner with Bolin. Now Haney back up top. Going to work. Back to the bucket. Spinning. Up and under. Move. Wild shot. Good defense by Halstead. And the Dragons clear it away. They want to push the tempo. Here Schroeder kicks it back out to Young. Skip pass to Bernal. She'll drive. Kick up top to Young. She'll kick into the corner. Shooty a three. Swish. Delana Shooty, a 5'9 senior, and a good start for the Dragons. A right wing three. Dragons 3, Eagles nothing. 40 seconds into this game, Zordel in the corner, wide open, and she gets it right back. Taylor Zordel, a left corner 3. 50 seconds in, a 3-3 tie. Halstead pushing the tempo. Here's Bernal, left wing, back to the bucket, kicks into the corner. This is Young, a 3. That one, no good, well off the mark. Backside rebound for Karis Deiter. Here's Deiter working heavy into the front court, works it to the right corner. Now back up top here, right wing to Kaylin Haney. 6:50 to go, first quarter, deadlocked at 3-3. Here's Deiter, floater, shot, blocked. Good defense, but Silver Lake gets it back. Zordel left wing, she'll try again. This one too strong. What a rebound for Paige Hyman. Third opportunity here on this possession for the Eagles. 90 seconds in, a 3-3 tie. Haney, Zordel, now left side to Deiter, right back to Zordel in the corner. They play a little hot potato. Now Bolin up top. Now Haney comes and gets it. And Silver Lake resets. Lengthy possession here. Trying to get their first lead in this state championship game. Haney works around a defender. A little sidestep move. Kicks. Bolin open in the corner. No. Front rim. And a rebound here for Halstead. They want to push. They got numbers. They get it up the floor. Layup no good. But a travel is going to be called. Halstead turns it over. Gives it back to Silver Lake at 6:08 to go in the first period. And a 3-3 tie. Triples made by Delana Shooty and Taylor Zordel. Full court man-to-man pressure. Oh, great defense. Addison Wills comes away with a steal and has a wide open teammate on the backside for an easy layup. It is Shooty who now has 5. Simply theft on Haney. Now Haney back into the front court quickly. Hangs, fires, misses everything. Quick possession. Now Halstead pushing. 5-3, Dragons in front, 5:42 to go, right wing 3, front rim, no, rebound Deiter. Here's Deiter on the tempo, push from left to right, angles middle of the floor. She wants to get in the lane, a lot of contact and a blocking foul. 2 free throws coming here for the freshman guard, Karis Deiter. And the first foul at 5:33 to go in this quarter. And the first foul against Jordy Schroeder for the Dragons. Head coach Derek Shooty thought it was on the floor, but Deiter is at the line. Her first free throw is no good. The win against Heston, she went 8 of 10 at the line and had 10 points. But her first one here in the title game comes up empty. Deiter, her second. That one is good. Halstead 5, Silver Lake 4. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Class 3A state championship game here in Hutch. Left side on the wing, Casey Young with the basketball. Back up top, it goes to Schroeder. Schroeder now left side, it goes to Schutte, into the corner, working back to the left wing. Now Wills has a touch up top. They go back left side to Bernal on the wing. Step back, deep three on the way. No good, missed off the right rim, and a rebound here for Haney. Halstead is not a great three-point shooting team, but they have shot a few already here in the first few minutes. Chance for Silver Lake to take the lead. 3 minutes in, they're down 5-4. Here's Dider. Now Boland right side. Wants a Hyman screen. Works left of it. Now Dider lost it at the hip. Now curling around the arc in the lane. Shot rejected. That should be a jump ball. It is. That was incredible defense by Jordy Schroeder. And the alternating possession gives it back to the Dragons. Hyman is out. Zordel is out. Jaylee Whitehead is in, along with Savannah Windy for Silver Lake. Halstead 5, Silver Lake 4, 4:44, clock moving first quarter. Man-to-man defense right now for Silver Lake. On the dribble, it's Wills. Gets it to Schutte. They reverse it left side here to Bernal. Bernal into the corner it goes. Schutte again, lost it in that corner. Good defense by Whitehead, but gets it back to Wills on the wing. Driving in, kicking up top. Casey Young thought about a three, but turns it down. Here's Bernal, left block. Good defense by Poland. Has to kick it back out to Wills. Man-to-man defense, as I mentioned, a long pass into the right corner with Young. Goes baseline, and she is going to be fouled. Thought it might have been a tie-up, but a foul called against Silver Lake. The first on the Eagles in the game, and it's going against Karis Dider. 4:11 to go, first quarter. Class 3A state championship game. Halstead 5, Silver Lake 4. And a sub is in for Halstead. It is Annika Nedek, a 5'6 sophomore. Right now with the basketball up top, Schutte goes left side. It's Bernal working in the paint. Shot rejected at the rim. Great defense by Silver Lake. Another chance here to retake the lead. 5-4, they trail. Inside, Boland turning, kicks to Windy in the corner. Going baseline and bumped and fouled on the floor. Halstead team foul number 2. And it was Nedek who just checked in who got that foul. Under 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Haney to throw it in. And that pass, too lazy, taken away. It's picked off by Schutte. Halstead into the front court with a one-point lead. Here's a drive, floater, short, and a blocking foul against Silver Lake. Free throws coming up here for the Halstead Dragons. Second team foul on the Eagles. And it's on Jaylee Whitehead, her first. Free throws here for Jordy Schroeder, a 5'8 sophomore. Averaging 6.5 points per game this season. Her free throw is up and good. Halstead's lead is 2 at 6-4. She had 10 points in the semifinal win yesterday against Colby. 6 in the win in the first round against Neodesha. And the second is good as well for Schroeder. 7-4, Halstead by 3. 3:46 to go, first quarter. Class 3A state championship here on KNZA. Boland dumps in the inbounds pass to Haney, guarded full court by Addison Wills. Haney casual, angles right across that timeline. And a bump there, and a foul on Wills. Picked her pocket once earlier in the quarter, tried to do it again, but this time the official stopped the play with Wills' first foul. Team foul number 3 in the quarter against the Dragons. Dumps it in here, high right to Haney. Halstead going man-to-man, an athletic team. They're not terribly tall, but a lot of these girls part of the volleyball state title back in the fall season. Here's a left wing 3 by Wendy. Front rim, hits the rim twice, falls off. Out of bounds, going back to the Dragons. Good look on the left wing by Wendy. Upset with herself there. She had a great look. Halstead gets it back up by 3. At 3:22 to go in this first quarter. Dragons, a record of 24-1, their lone loss to Heston, who Silver Lake defeated last night. Up top with it. This is Nedek with the basketball, driving, floating, a little strong on a straightaway floater, and it's going to be thrown away by Silver Lake as Whitehead threw it in between Boland and Haney. Neither one really paying attention there, and that is a ill-advised turnover by Silver Lake. Eagles get it. Now back here on the defensive side, trailing by 3, 7-4. Halstead to throw it in. and dumps it into the backcourt here with Nedic. Nedic working on the right wing with the dribble, skips it left wing here to Schutte. Now wants a ball screen as he works around that screen. Now a deep three right wing. That's too strong. Tipped into the hands. Offensive rebound for Nedic. Second chance here. Bernal had it knocked away. Boland kept it alive and a steal for Silver Lake. Numbers here for the Eagles. Haney up the floor. Shot no good. And the rebound chased out into the corner and a foul against Halstead. Team foul number four and the foul on Casey Young. Final 2:38 in this quarter. Silver Lake's going to be in the bonus. They trail 7-4 currently against the Dragons. Jordy Schroeder back into the game here for Halstead as Bailey Bernal gets a breather. Haney nearly fouled again near midcourt, but the whistle stays quiet there. Haney working on the right wing. 2.5 minutes to go in this title game's first quarter. 7-4 Halstead. Both teams gone a little bit quiet on offense. Dider underneath, flips it up and in. Boland the assist. Dumps it down to Dider, who's got three. 7-6, the Halstead lead is one. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Here's Nedic up top, working with the left-handed dribble. Into the corner with Schutte. Gets to the free throw line, hands it off to Wills. Backing out straight away, thought about a three. Now right side pass to Young. She'll fire and air ball a three. And trying to save it, and unavailable to do so was Schroeder. Bounds it goes, and back to Silver Lake. Again, I mentioned earlier, this is not a particularly good three-point shooting team, yet they have lived with the outside shot here in the first quarter. They were just 3 of 22 from 3 against Neodesha and 6 for 16 in the semifinals against Colby. Here is Haney trying to give Silver Lake the lead. Bumped on the perimeter, spins in the lane, had it knocked away, shot up, and no good. It bounced into the hands of Karis Dider. Right place, right time, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Chance to give Silver Lake the lead. And a foul to keep an eye on, Casey Young. That is her second. Dider already, her second trip to the line here in the first quarter of action. Free throw up and good, and we're tied at 7. 4 of the 7 points for Karis Dider. Back into the Halstead lineup, Bailey Bernal. And getting a breather is Casey Young with those two fouls. Karis Dider entered the tournament 61% at the free throw line. 8 of 10 in the win last night against Heston, and this one she knocks it in. 2 for 2 stint there. She's got 5 first quarter points, and Silver Lake has the lead, 8-7. 1:40 to go in this opening quarter. Class 3A state title game at Hutch. Silver Lake trying to go back-to-back. Halstead looking for their first in program history. Up top, Addison Wills with the basketball. Guarded by Dider, wants to go to work. Spins in the lane. Good kick out left. Bernal a three. Front rim, no. Fighting for the rebound and a foul against Halstead. Jordy Schroeder is going to pick up her second. And we walk 90 feet the other way for more Silver Lake free throws. Two early fouls on both Casey Young and Jordy Schroeder. Here is Kaylin Haney, the All-State point guard at the line, looking for her first points in this title game. Her first free throw up and good. Silver Lake leading 9-7. 1:21 to go in this opening quarter. Last season in the title game against Heston, she dropped 26 points and went 14 of 15 at the line. And she starts this title game 2 for 2. And the Silver Lake lead is 3. 10-7 Eagles. Approaching the final minute of this first quarter. Dribbling here on the left wing and tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Whitehead, knocking it away. But Halstead will keep the possession. It'll be Nedic to throw it in right in front of us. With a minute 13 to go in this opening quarter. Silver Lake, they got down 4, but now up 3 late in the first period. Foul trouble becoming an issue here in this first quarter for the Dragons. Left side pass, it goes to Nedic. Now into the corner, it goes with Schutte. Schutte works around the arc with the right-handed dribble. Hands it off top of the key to Schroeder. Now right side pass, top of the key, Nedic. Here's a post touch inside for Bernal. Gets underneath. Great defense by Zordel, but they call her for a foul. Kept the hands up. Little bit of contact with the body, but Zordel gets whistled there for her first. And just the third team foul here in the quarter, so they still got one to give, does Silver Lake. First time we'll see Ainsley Farmer into the game here for the Dragons. Under a minute to go. It's a 10-7 Silver Lake lead. Another deep three is well off the mark. And now Haney on the push here in transition after getting the rebound. She'll go coast to coast, and she drew a foul. Halstead fans do not agree, but aggressive, I would say, on that play for Kaylin Haney. Forcing the issue and forcing the officials to make a decision here early. And the foul was on Wills, and that is her second. And the first free throw up and good by Haney. 3 points all at the line here in this first period. The Silver Lake lead is 11-7. Second is good, boy. Very good free throw shooter. Has been all throughout her high school career, and really particularly here in this tournament. Haney gets a breather. 39 seconds left in the first. The Silver Lake lead is 5. 12-7. Our score. Molin meeting the Halstead ball carrier in Wills at midcourt. Now they settle in. 25 seconds to go. Wills holding it. High right on the wing. Eagles start to extend that defense. It goes on the wing now to Schutte. Skips it left side and back to the top of the key. 15 seconds. Halstead appears to be playing for the final shot. Wants a double screen up top. Skipping it. Wills into the corner. Now driving is Schroeder. Right-handed floater. Good. 4 for Schroeder, 3 seconds left here for Silver Lake. Dider looks it up, half-court shot, it'll count. Oh, and it missed off the left rim, no good. And the 3A state championship is 1 quarter in. The defending champion, Silver Lake Eagles 12, Halstead Dragons 9. Timeout on the floor, we're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Temperatures are dropping, critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
This is Kyle Edwards from Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Silver Lake girls basketball team looking for their second consecutive state championship. Halstead looking for their first title in school history. After one quarter of action here in Hutch, Silver Lake 12 and the Dragons 9. Ray Pinning in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, Kaylin Haney, Taylor Zortle, Ella Boland, Paige Hyman, Karis Dider. Second quarter lineup brought to you by Napa Auto Parts and Atchison, and Sabetha as well. Here we go, Eagles by 3. We start the second quarter. They have the possession. Here's Zortle, hit an early 3 and now throws it away. Turnover by Silver Lake. Halstead into the front court, backside pass, layup good. Great find and an easy finish for Bailey Bernal. Bernal, her first basket, gets Halstead within one. It's 12-11, Silver Lake. Coming up on 30 seconds into this second quarter. Here's Haney, hesitates on the right wing. Gets a ball screen by Hyman. Left side, Dider, corner three, book it! Karis Dider going off here. She's got 8 first half points. It's a 4-point Silver Lake lead. Now Bernal back up the floor for an easy deuce. Boy, Halstead, they do not mess around. They get up the floor quickly. Exchanging buckets there. Silver Lake 15, Halstead 13. Here's Haney, right wing, working now, doubled in the corner. Spot to be, but dribbles her way out of it. Chest pass all the way to Zortle. Now Dider in the left corner where she just knocked down a triple. Hyman turning, fading, firing, getting the kind touch to go. Shooter's touch, Paige Hyman. First basket back to 4 for the Silver Lake lead, 17-13. 6:45 to go in the first half. Last 3A title game here in Hutch. Here's Wills into the front court. Left side pass, it goes to Schutte. Schutte now goes right side on the wing to Wills. Wills dumps it down on the wing to Bernal. She gets to the rack, had it knocked away, gets it back. Here's Wills, right wing, diving in, kicking out, ball faking, Schroeder driving, missed the shot. Good defense by Haney. Here's Haney up the floor, Zortle. 2-on-1 break, Zortle takes it herself, shot, no. Haney grabs the rebound, second chance up and in. Haney with 6 points, her first field goal. Eagles by 6 at 19-13. Here's a drive and a layup. Good. Goodness me. Jordy Schroeder in the blink of an eye. She gets the deuce back. 19-15 Silver Lake. 2 minutes in, six to go here in quarter number two. Haney slows down the pace a bit. Now Zortle in the corner left. Works around to Haney. Screen. She's doubled. Her pass. Sider able to save it. Runs into her own teammate. Ball goes out of bounds. But it's last touched by the Dragons. And Silver Lake will keep. Sub back into the game for Silver Lake. Zortle is out. Wendy is in. Casey Young back in for the Dragons. And sitting is Ainsley Farmer. And a lot of these girls, or Halstead, a part of the volleyball state championship that they won back in the fall, defeating Nemaha Central. Here's Hyman. Right side it goes. Back up top here to Haney. 5:37. Clock moving second quarter. Silver Lake's lead is 19-15. Here's Haney. Hesitates. Right-handed floater. Good. Kaylin Haney, her second field goal. She's got a 21-15 Silver Lake. 5:24 to go. First half. Long pass here into the front court. Into the left corner. It is Schutte, right side, Bernal thought about it, now drives, throws it off the back of her own teammate, but there to get it was Wills, her floater missing off the right rim, strong rebound for Wendy and Silver Lake. Haney goes and gets it, slows it down, and we get it into the front court here. 3 minutes in, five to go, in quarter number two. Here's Boland back into the game, left side on the wing, now Wendy in the corner, looking for a post touch, pass tip, taken away, another steal for the Dragons defense. Here's Bernal, working from the left wing, kicks it back up top, straightaway three is short. Dragons relying heavily on the three-point shot. That one comes up short. Here comes Haney back left to right into the front court. Both teams will have a sub on the next dead ball. Here's Dider on the right wing, hands it off to Boland. Boland wanted to set a screen, but now it goes inside to Hyman. Dider on a cut to the rack, layup, no, it trickled out. And now a steal for Haney. She played it beautifully and drew a foul, but down she goes. Boy, she was injured in the third quarter last night and a little slow to get up here. And Bernal picks up her first foul. And just the first foul on either side in quarter number two. Haney's up, shouting at her team. She's more than certainly good to go. But what a steal there to get that possession back. Might have just banged knees with the Halstead defender. 4:18 to go, first half. Silver Lake 21, Halstead 15. Class 3A state title game here in Hutch. Going to go clean up that spot where Haney hit the floor, so a little pause in the action here. Still local teams in state title games in the 6:15 window. The Axtell boys in 1-8-D2. D-West girls in 2A. It's been a busy week for our area teams. But Silver Lake trying to win their second consecutive title here in Hutch. Dider, a left wing three! Karis Dider, timeout Halstead. 11 first half points for the 5'6 freshman. And it's a 24-15 Silver Lake lead. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, just very similar feel to the first round game against Girard for Karis Dider, where she had 19 of her 21 points in the first half, and she hardly honestly played in the second half because of foul trouble. But right now, on the biggest stage in her freshman season, already 11 first half points, and her last two buckets have come from behind the arc. And the lead, the largest right now for Silver Lake at 9, 24-15, 4:16 to go, first half. Out of the timeout, Halstead will work it into the front court from right to left. It's Casey Young who's got two fouls, but she's back on the floor. Young has it here on the left wing, guarded by Wendy, up top to Bernal, right side to Wills. And an illegal screen is called against Bernal, and that's going to be her second. So four Halstead Dragons currently with two fouls each. Wills, Young, Schroeder, and Bernal. That is something to eye with still halfway the second quarter to go. Here's Haney into the front court. Silver Lake by nine at 24-15. Dider right side to Whitehead. Hands it off to Haney. Right wing. Wants a screen, not using. Now Whitehead, baseline drive to the rack. She drew the foul. Nice play by the sophomore, Jaylee Whitehead, and she will shoot two. Trying to build on a nine-point lead. And that is the third on Bernal. Wow. And here's Jaylee Whitehead at the line. Her first free throw, no good. Scored 2 points in each of the first two games of this tournament. She fouled out in the Girard game. Played just 13 minutes last night against Heston. Trying to go 1-for-2 at the line. Free throw is good. First point in this game for Jaylee Whitehead. Fouls are piling up on the other side for Halstead. They are down 10. Silver Lake's largest lead at 25-15. Under 4 minutes to go in this first half. Up top, a touch here for Nettick, who's back into the game. Now a touch for Casey Young, left side on the wing. Skips it right wing to Schroeder. Going to work on Boland, crossing over to the rack. Layup good. Jordy Schroeder, a big bucket there, just getting by Boland on the defensive side. And it's 25-17 Silver Lake. Long pass. Wendy beat everybody. Layup good. What a find by Haney. And getting that bucket again was Wendy for two. 27-17, Eagles by 10. They get that bucket right back. Up top a touch here, Annika Nettick with the basketball. Free throw line, it's Wills going to her left, flipping one up, couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Karis Dider. Dider angling right. Here's Wendy in the corner. And they set it back up top here with Haney. 2:45 to go in the half, Silver Lake by 10. 27-17. Haney going to work. Man-to-man defense here by Halstead. Haney to the rack. You better believe it. Pretty as can be, and she has got 10. Left side finish with the right hand. 29-17, Silver Lake. Halstead in a drought here. Left side it goes. Schroeder in the corner for three. Front rim, no. Tipped. Rebound, Silver Lake. 12-point Silver Lake lead. 2:15 to go in the half. Here's Boland, right elbow, kicks it up top. Wendy, your correction, Whitehead, floater in the lane, offensive foul. Whitehead picks up the foul. Good job there by Jordy Schroeder to pick up the charge and force an Eagles turnover. 2:07 to go, first half, Eagles 29, Halstead 17. Class 3A state championship here in Hutch. Eagles trying to win it for a second consecutive year. And they're eighth all time. Halstead's going to have to rally. Here's a shot in the lane. Difficult finish for Casey Young for two. 29-19, Eagles by 10. Dider, heavy pace into the front court. Lobs a pass into the corner. Now Wendy back to Dider, left wing. Up top to Haney with 1:43 to go. And away from the ball, a foul is called against Ella Boland. They say it's a push. Now subs are in as Halstead gets it back down 10. Paige Hyman checks in for Boland. So Whitehead, Wendy, Haney, and Dider, five on the floor right now for Silver Lake. 1:40 to go in the half. Here's the Dragons from right to left into the front court. Eagles leading by 10. Largest lead of the half has been 12. Here's a curl into the lane. Shot up, no. Rebound for Kaylin Haney. Haney gets it up the floor. Dider in the paint to her right. Flips it up and in. Karis Dider again. She's got 13. 31-19, Silver Lake. Minute 15 to go until the half. Here's a drive by Young. Kicks it back. It goes up top to Wills. Goes with the right-handed dribble. Working around Dider. Shot no, but a foul. Free throws coming here for Addison Wills. Dider picks up the foul, her second. And Silver Lake team foul number three. Eagles have dominated this second quarter. Addison Wills at the line, scored 19 in the first round win against Neodesha and 10 in the win against Colby. Her first free throw here is good, and it's her first point of the state title game. Zortle and Boland back in. Dider and Whitehead getting breathers here for Silver Lake. Wills trying to get it back to a 10-point game. And she does so. Silver Lake 31, Halstead 21, just north of a minute to go here in the first half. Here's Haney working around two defenders, struggling a little bit, bouncing off the defenders, gets it back here, settled on the left wing after the pass from Boland. 53 seconds and counting. Young on the defense. Haney backed out to the wing, skip pass into the corner. Wendy, a drive, dumps it down. Boland had it knocked away, out of bounds. Good defensive pressure there by Halstead, but the Eagles keep it. 45 seconds left here in the half. Silver Lake 31, Halstead 21. This is the first title game appearance in Halstead girls basketball history. Silver Lake, much more decorated in this sport. Here's Wendy, left corner three, halfway down and out, no good. Here's Halstead, up the floor. Casey Young after the rebound, 33 seconds left in the half. It goes into the corner with Wills, baseline drive under the basket. Good pass, shot up and good. Casey Young now with four, 31-23. The Silver Lake lead down to eight, 20 seconds here until halftime. Here's Wendy left side, and now resetting up top with Haney. Dribbling with the left, holding up the horn symbol with the right. 8 seconds to go. Here comes the double screen. She'll go left using the Bolin screen. Gets a dump down for Wendy into the corner. Zortle at the buzzer. In and out, no. And that takes us to halftime. A great look, but Zortle couldn't finish. The girls' Class 3A state championship game is at the half. Your score, the Silver Lake Eagles 31, the Halstead Dragons 23. Halftime next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Girls Class 3A state championship game here in Hutchinson. Silver Lake going for the repeat, and right now leading the Halstead Dragons 31-23. The halftime score, Ray Penning in studio, Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Let's get you the first half stats in what has been an exciting game to this point. All right, let's start individually with Silver Lake. Karis Deiter, the freshman, with 13 first half points. She was 4 of 7 from the floor, 2 for 2 from 3, and was 3 for 4 at the line. She added 3 rebounds as well. Kaylin Haney, 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. She was 3 of 6 from the floor and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Elsewhere, Taylor Zortle with 3 points, 2 points apiece from Paige Hyman, and Savannah Wendy, and then 1 point as well from Jaylee Whitehead. Five in the books for Halstead, and right now they're being led by Jordy Schroeder with eight. They got five from Delana Schutte. They got four apiece from Casey Young and Bailey Bernal, and then 2 points as well from Addison Willis. The rebound numbers heavily in favor of Silver Lake right now. They're out-rebounding Halstead 17-9 here at the half. Silver Lake does have seven first-half turnovers compared to just four for the Dragons. Biggest lead in the first half for Silver Lake was 12. Halstead's largest lead was three. Game's been tied twice. There has been one lead change. Silver Lake has led for 9 minutes and 44 seconds. Halstead has led for 4 minutes and 27 seconds. Silver Lake led 12-9 at the end of one, outscored the Dragons 19-14 in the second, 31-23 the Silver Lake lead. Final bit here, the shooting numbers for both teams. Halstead 9 for 25 and just 1 of 10 from 3. They were 4 for 4 at the line. Silver Lake 10 of 22 shooting, just shy of 46%. They were 3 of 8 from 3 and 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Again, the girls' championship game here in Hutch in Class 3A. Silver Lake 31, Halstead 23. Again, the stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls Class 3A State Championship game here in Hutch at the half. Silver Lake going for their second consecutive title and eighth all-time, leading Halstead 31-23, double-digit scoring for Kaylin Haney with 10 and Kara Steiner with 13. Halstead on the other side looking for their first championship in school history. 31-23 Eagles, the final 60, and the second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Starting five for Silver Lake to begin the second half. Ella Bolin, Paige Hyman, Karis Dider, Kaylin Haney, Taylor Zordel. Third quarter starters for Silver Lake. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. In Sabetha, every championship team, it needs a top-of-the-line starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts, which you will find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Silver Lake looking for their second consecutive state championship. They're 16 game time minutes away, 31-23, the lead over Halstead. And here we go, second half action underway on KNZA. Halstead, the opening possession, going left to right here. In the second half, they struggled with the outside shot, going 1 of 10 from 3 in the first half. See if they try to change it up a little bit. Here's Schroeder, top of the key, left side pass to Casey Young. Also, foul trouble was a little bit of an issue for the Dragons in that first half as well. Here's Schroeder around the screen, kicks it back up top to Young, and she'll fire a deep three. Nearly got it to go, but it's off the front rim. Missed opportunity there for Halstead. Here's Silver Lake's first offensive touch. Up quarter number three, they lead it by eight. Bolin driving, missing a shot through contact, but she'll shoot two. Forcing the issue once again. This time it's Ella Bolin. Oh, boy, and that's Fernald's fourth foul. That is a big-time foul against the Dragons. And Bolin's first free throw up and good. And Fernald again has to come out. As Nedek will check in for. So a little bit smaller of a lineup here. As Bernal listed at 5'10". And Bolin hits the second free throw. First points tonight for Bolin after she went off for 14 with four threes in the win against Heston last night. 33-23 Silver Lake. Early portions, quarter number three. 3A state title game at Hutch. Haney knocks it away. A little pickpocket action here. Two on one break. Haney all the way. Shot up and good. Kaylin Haney with 12, and that's the lead for Silver Lake here, a minute into this third quarter. Defense leading to offense. Left side pass to Young, steps in, another three, short. Boy, Halstead just will not stop shooting the three. It has hurt them all night. Here's Dider into the front court, casual on the right wing, gets it back up top here to Haney. 6:39 to go, quarter number three, Silver Lake 35, Halstead 23. Eagles have it. Dider to Zordel, back up top between the rings. With Karis Dider, who had 13 in the first half, trying to add a step back three off the heel strong. Rebound for the Dragons. Halstead wants to push down 12. About 2 minutes in, all the way. Young, scoop shot, no. Easy rebound for Dider. Dider now wants to push the tempo. Nobody called Wolf. She had it knocked away. Here's Halstead, two-on-two break, diving, shooting, and a foul called. Going to put Addison Wills at the line for two. The foul here on Haney, that is her first. 6:04 to go, third quarter. Free throws here for the 5'6 junior Addison Wills for the Dragons. 2 points in the first half, 2 for 2 at the line, and now 3 points and 3 for 3 at the line. Shooting towards the end where her student section supports. And she knocks in the second. 4 for 4 from the line and 4 points in this game. 2 minutes in, 6 to go in the third quarter. Class 3A state championship game. Silver Lake with the possession with a 10-point lead at 35-25. Haney, nice move. Skip pass here. Dider up top. Bolin, deep three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Halstead. Decent look from the left wing. Bolin could not convert. Here is Nedek. Stops top of the key. Left side it goes to Young. Now into the corner it goes with Schutte. Back up top. Nedek will try. Front rim, no on a three. The issues from the outside continue for the Dragons. You live by the three, you die by the three. Here's Dider, right wing. Using the opposite side of the Hyman screen. Now Zortel works it back, bouncing it up top. Near midcourt to Haney. 5:15, clock moving, third quarter. 10-point Silver Lake lead. They have the ball. Here's Zortel. Hands it off. Haney on the wing. Gets a nice ball screen there. Little two-man game. Hyman shot. No, but a foul. Beautiful give-and-go action there. Free throws here for Paige Hyman. And Schroeder now with her third personal foul. Here's Hyman at the line. Her first free throw is good. 3 points in this game for Paige Hyman. She had four in the win against Girard. Did not score in the game last night. Pretty limited minutes for her against Heston. Her second is no good. Doesn't even hit the rim. So she goes one for two, little smile on the face. That's okay. It's an 11-point Silver Lake lead at 36-25 as we're coming up on 3 minutes in to this third quarter. Dider with 13, Haney with 12, leading the way for the Eagles, and now Halstead wants to burn a timeout. It's a full, we'll follow suit. Girls 3A state final game, 5:01 to go third quarter. Silver Lake 36 and Halstead 25, back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Girls Class 3A State Championship in Hutchinson. Silver Lake leading Halstead 36-25. 5:01 to go, third quarter. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tabman here courtside at the Sports Arena here in Hutch. Out of the timeout. Dragons with the basketball. They get it in up top to Schutte. Fans wanted a foul on a little bit of a bump there, but no whistle. Now Wills in the corner for three. High off the heel, but an offensive rebound and a reset. But Bolin got a hand on that pass and took it away. Two-on-one break. Here's Dider. Back to Bolin. And a foul on the floor. Boy, Bolin would add an easy deuce. But the whistle stops the play in transition. And the Halstead foul is going against. Well, trying to see who it's against. I think it's on Schutte, and that's her first. Silver Lake will throw it in underneath their own basket. Bolin thought about a 19-footer. Instead, right side to Dider. Now into the corner. Wendy back into the game. Bolin, Dider, reversing. Here's Whitehead. Back to Dider. Going to work. Shovels it back around the perimeter. And now Haney at the free throw line. One dribble right. Gets it to Wendy on the wing. She'll get into the lane. She'll throw up a shot. Missed everything but backboard. Backside rebound by Halstead. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake 36, Halstead 25. Class 3A title game here in Hutch. Here's a shot in the lane, up off the heel, no. Dider a rebound. Quick one and done possessions here in this third quarter for Halstead. 11-point lead for Silver Lake. We're halfway in, halfway home here in quarter number three. Here's Whitehead. Now Haney, right wing. Two dribbles left. Now Dider. Quick pass into the corner with Wendy, who goes right back to Dider on the wing. Bolin elbow, turning, facing, two dribbles right, and kicks it back into the corner with Wendy. Back up top to Dider. Puts it on the dribble. Up top to Haney. She'll pack it up. Reset. Dragons man-to-man here. 3:35, clock moving, third quarter. Haney all the way to the rack. Shot and a blocking foul. It'll go against Jordy Schroeder. That is her fourth. Dragon fans have not been fans of the officials here today. And Haney going to the line for two. She's 4 for 4 in the game and has 12 points. And her first free throw is up and in. 37-25 Silver Lake. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Looking for their second consecutive state championship and 8th all-time. And she hits them both, does Kaylin Haney. Casey Young checks back into the game here for Halstead. 13-point Silver Lake lead. 38-25. Halstead, a little bit of tempo here. Push it into the front court. 5'6 senior Casey Young has it on the dribble, guarded by Whitehead. Picks up the dribble between the rings. Now at the head of the circle. Turning left is Schutte. Now curling in the lane. Shot. A lot of contact. No call. Out of bounds. And it's going to Silver Lake. It was Addison Wills on the move there inside. Eagles played it well defensively. And now Eagles get it back. 3:15 to go in the quarter. Here's Dider. Trying to get by a couple defenders. She had it knocked away. And she turns it over. And now a foul on Dider. A steal by Schutte. Coach Porter wants them to slow it down just a touch. Speeding it up there for Dider led to a turnover. Halstead gets it back, trailing Silver Lake 38-25 here in the state championship game. Here's Addison Wills in the corner, gets around a screen from Schutte, stepping back. Now on the right wing, it's Ainsley Farmer. Right wing, nice ball fake there. Farmer up top. Now it's Casey Young. Young on the dribble. Oh, puts defender Whitehead on her back, and she scored. Goodness. That was a nice play from Casey Young. She's got 6. 38-27. Silver Lake by 11. Coming up on 2.5 minutes left here in the third. Haney hounded on the right wing. Gets it up to Whitehead up top. Now bowling, curling. Now Haney in the lane. Spins left. Kicks it into the corner. Wendy, a 3. That's too strong. Tipped out of bounds, and a foul on Silver Lake. It's Karis Dider, and that is her third. She will come out. Zordel back in. 2:23 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake 38, Halstead 27. Trying to get it back to within single digits here for the Dragons. Halstead, they have only led one time in this game, and it was briefly early into the first quarter. Here's a shot in the lane that's good by Annika Nedek. And now a foul before the inbounds pass. Addison Wills will be charged. That's 5. That's going to be free throws. Boy, not a good foul there by Wills. 90 feet away from the bucket. And now Silver Lake in the bonus, the final 2:05 of the quarter. And it will be the one you don't want to put at the line in Kaylin Haney. 6 for 6 in the game tonight. 15 of 17 in the win against Heston last night. And the announcer jinx comes heavily into play there as she short arms the first. And then also her 16 made free throws in the first round. Tied a state championship tournament record. But she got the shooter's touch here and is 7 of 8 at the line and has 15 points. 39-29, Silver Lake by 10. Right side with it, Casey Young. Hands it off to Wills, backed out by Bolin. Now lost it at the elbow, but shovels it back up top here to Nedek. Nedek on the dribble left, hands it off to Schutte on a curl. Diving in from the left wing, kicks it back up top. This is Nedek with the basketball. Now Wills. Long pass into the corner. Schutte driving to the rack. Shot no, but a foul. Delana Schutte will go to the line to shoot 2. Silver Lake foul. See who this is going to be on. And it's Zordel. That is her second. And team foul number 4. Both teams in the bonus. The final 93 seconds of the quarter. Schutte's first free throw. Pure nylon. And Schutte, her first point here in the third quarter. She's got 6 in the game. 39-30, Silver Lake by 9. Seconds. Front rim, no. Rebound, Bolin. 9-point Silver Lake lead, a minute 30 to go in the third. Class 3A state title game. Eagles trying to secure their second consecutive state title. Halstead looking for their first in program history. Here's Haney, nice move into the lane, kicks it out to Wendy in the corner. Tough pass, knocked into the backcourt, but Haney chases it down right by midcourt. Haney resetting. Halstead going man-to-man here. She works around Wills. Right wing, diving all the way. Shot. No. Offensive foul. Haney shakes her head no. Dragons played it well. And Haney picks up the foul, her second. Team foul number 5. Big stop there for the Dragons. A minute 2 to go in the quarter. 39-30. Silver Lake by 9. Now can Halstead get a bucket? Here's Schutte, gets the handoff, left side pass, Casey Young, now into the corner with Will. She'll step back for 3, swish. 3-point basket for Casey Young. She's at 9, and Halstead is within 6. 39-33, 37 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Haney, working around the defense of Casey Young, who just buried in the biggest shot of the Dragon season, maybe. 24 seconds. Eagles want to play for the final shot. There's the play call by Kyle Porter. And he backed out. Don't want to foul. Free throws on both sides. Both teams in the bonus. 12 seconds to go. Haney pushing away a double team. Here's Zortel. Gets it. Diving in from the left wing. Now it's Wendy in the corner. 4 seconds to go. Here's Whitehead. Whitehead curling around the arc. Bounces it to Boland, and they don't even get a shot up in time. Dragons with great defense, and they have a little bit of momentum going into the fourth quarter. 8 minutes left in the state championship game. Silver Lake 39, Halstead 33. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
8 minutes away from potentially deciding the girls' Class 3A champion. Will it be Silver Lake for a second consecutive year, an eighth time in school history, or will Halstead come away with their first championship in school history? About to find out. Silver Lake 39, Dragons 33. 6-point game going into this final quarter. Karis Dider, Paige Hyman, Taylor Zortel, Kaylin Haney, Ella Boland. Fourth quarter starting lineup for Silver Lake, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Here we go. Fourth and final quarter here in Hutch. Silver Lake with the opening possession and a 6-point lead. Here's Karis Dider around a screen. Dragons going man-to-man. They bounce it to Zortel in the corner. She'll work it back top of the circle. And a right side pass to Dider. And gets it back between the rings up top to Haney. 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. 39-33. Silver Lake by 6. Hyman on the elbow. Going to work. Kicks it out to Dider. Long 2 is short. Rebound Dragons. 30-second possession there for Silver Lake. Comes up with a goose egg. Halstead trying to chip a little closer. They're down 6. We'll reset up top here with Addison Wills. Left side pass to Bernal. He's been in foul trouble all game, but she's back on the floor with those 4 fouls. Here's Bernal with it, backing it out. They reverse it left side. Here is Nedek. Into the corner it goes with Schroeder. Schroeder also with 4 fouls in the game. Something to keep an eye on here in the fourth quarter. A minute in to this final 8 minutes. Lengthy possession here. Straight away, Schutte a 3, and that is well off the target. Rebound for Silver Lake. Both teams go 0-for on their opening possessions here in the fourth quarter. Here's Boland into the front court. Long pass received by Haney. She picks it up on the right wing, and Haney goes and gets it. 6:41 left in this state championship game, 39-33, Silver Lake. Here's Boland, right elbow, kicks to Dider in the corner. Now hands it off to Boland in the corner. Steps back for 3, little strong, and a rebound for Halstead. Halstead getting it up the floor quickly. Bernal all the way, had it knocked away, out of bounds. Good job by Boland, getting a hand in there to slap that one away, and Halstead will keep it underneath. Right back into the game, Savannah Wendy here for Silver Lake, and Hyman gets a seat. Also, Jaylee Whitehead, a quick sub back in as well, and Dider gets a breather. 6:23 left in this title game. Silver Lake 39, Halstead 33. Halstead to throw it in. This will be Wills. Get it into the corner here with Schutte. Up top, Nettick. She'll drive, get to the rack. Shot, no good, but she's fouled. Free throws here for Annika Nettick. And the Silver Lake foul is on Savannah Wendy. Her first and Silver Lake team foul number one in the fourth. So Nettick at the line, 2 points in the game. Big free throws here. Her first is good. 39-34 Silver Lake. One more free throw here for Nettick, the 5'6 sophomore. Spins, fires, and drills it. Silver Lake 39, Halstead 35. 6:13 to go in this game. Halstead fans get up on their feet. They got momentum on their side. Here's Haney driving, sidestep, layup good from the left block. Kaylin Haney shutting up the crowd noise for a quick second. 17 for her. It's 41-35 Eagles. Spinning. Up top it goes. This is Schutte with the basketball. Into the corner, driving, shooting, hitting. The beautiful hook shot is Jordy Schroeder. Her first points of the second half. She's got 10. Back to 4. 41-37 Silver Lake, and now they turn it over. And Haney hits the floor really hard, and she is down. And it goes out of bounds, and we got to stop play here. Boy, Haney has been playing through a lot of physicality, not just tonight, but all tournament. 5:34 left in the game. The Silver Lake lead is 4. As once again, the trainer and head coach Kyle Porter out to make sure that Haney gets up. She does, and works her way over to the sideline under her own power. She will get looked at, so hopefully nothing too serious. Again, under her own power. That was just an awkward fall after Silver Lake turned it over. So Halstead with the possession underneath. Silver Lake 41, Halstead 37. 5:34 left in this game. State champion will be decided. Throwing it in. It's Wills. Has to find somebody. Still barely got it in before the five count. Here's Schutte in the corner. Up top to Wills. And right there up top, it's Nettick with the basketball. They get into the corner with Bernal. She'll go baseline. Working, shooting, missing. Fighting for the rebound, Whitehead, she lost it, chasing it in the corner. Out of bounds, but last touch by Silver Lake. Nope, Haney's up and right back to the scorer's table. Not going to lie, she'd have to be on a stretcher, pulled out of the arena to get her off the floor in a game like this. 41-37, Silver Lake by 4, 5:18 to go in the championship game. Halstead near sideline will throw it in. They get it on the block here to Bernal. Good kick into the corner. Wide open three. No good. Rebound, though, for Wills. And then her shot rejected by Haney. Another chance, though, here. They get it back up top. And another reset here for Halstead. 3 minutes in. 5 to go here in the fourth and final quarter. Silver Lake 41, Halstead 37. Bernal around a screen. Here's Nettick on a drive. Kicks it left wing. Deep three on the way. No good. Another offensive rebound. Second chance there, no good. And another offensive rebound here for Halstead. Goodness. They reset with Bernal. Up top with Nettick. 4 or 5 opportunities on this possession alone. Spinning in the lane, shooting and drawing a foul is Jordy Schroeder. After all that, Halstead's going to shoot freebies. And the foul on Bolin, her second. Team foul number 2 in the quarter. And Kyle Porter wants a timeout. It's a full. We'll step aside. 4:38 left in the state championship game. Don't go anywhere. Silver Lake 41, Halstead 37. Back at 30 here on KNZA.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, and limited nationwide 5G access.
Well, Silver Lake, they have led by as many as 13 in tonight's championship game, but right now Halstead clawing their way back with 4:38 to go in the fourth quarter. The Silver Lake lead is down to 4. Eagles 41, Dragons 37, and out of this timeout called by Kyle Porter, free throws here for the 5'8 sophomore and Halstead's Jordy Schroeder. Potentially could get it to a two-point game. First free throw. Hits the rim twice, falls out, no good. That was her first miss at the line tonight. She was 2 for 2 prior to that one. Has 10 points right now to lead this Halstead Dragons team tonight. Her second is good. So now it's a three-point game. 11 for Schroeder, 41-38 Silver Lake, 4:38 to go in the game. Eagles trying to cap off an incredible season with their second consecutive state championship. Here's Haney up top, works on the dribble, right side corner, it goes to Wendy. Now Haney in the corner, right there, right side. Looks like Halstead going zone defense here. Haney works it back out top, approaching the four-minute mark of this fourth period. Haney all the way, shot good. Casual, patience, Kaylin Haney with 19. 43-38, Eagles by 5. Exactly 4 minutes to go. Wide open. Schroeder a three. Swish. Monster shot for Jordy Schroeder, and it's down to 2. 43-41 Eagles. 3:49 to go in the championship game. Halstead changes it up. Going man-to-man here. Haney guarded by Wills. Right side to Wendy. Up top to Haney. Silver Lake 43. Halstead 41. Here's Wendy up top. Right back to Haney. Kyle Porter taps the head for the play call. Now under 3.5 minutes to go. Bowling gets the touch. Left elbow. Back to the bucket. One dribble right. Goes to Whitehead. Back up top to Wendy. Calling for Haney to come get it. Does so as she glances up to the scoreboard to see the clock at 3:15. Long pass. Backside Wendy. Inside. Layup good! Savannah Wendy, a big deuce. Assist by Haney. 45-41. Silver Lake by 4. 3:04 to go in the game. Big possession here, inside, shot up, and good. Addison Wills got by the defender. And we're exchanging buckets here. 45-43, Silver Lake by 2. 2:50 to go in the state title game. Why not have it come down the home stretch like this to decide the 3A girls champion? It has been a dandy. 2:35 to go, Haney with the basketball. Couple defenders closing out. Now Wendy. And now a timeout for Kyle Porter. It's going to be a 30. 2:31 left in the game. Silver Lake with the possession in the front court, leading the Dragons 45-43. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tamman with you here courtside in Hutch. Haney with 19 points to lead Silver Lake. She's 7 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. Karis Dider with 13. All of those 13 were in the first half. Halstead right now, Jordy Schroeder leading the way. She has got 14 points, 9 as well from Casey Young, and 6 apiece from Addison Wills and also Delana Schutte. The first title game appearance in school history for the Halstead girls basketball team. Going up against the giant that is Silver Lake and taking them the distance. Out of the timeout, Whitehead, Dider, Bolin, Haney, and Wendy. Schutte, Schroeder, Wills, Young, and Bernal. The 5 for Halstead. Got to get it in. Does so here to Haney, high left. Here comes the second defender. There's the foul. Just the first foul on Halstead here in the fourth quarter, so they have fouls to give. It's the third on Casey Young. Wendy will throw it in, near side, just about 10 feet to my left. Looking towards Snyder, now gets it off to Haney, high left, 2:27 to go in the game. Nobody looking on that pass. Wendy wasn't paying attention. Silver Lake turns it over. Halstead to tie or take the lead here. Bernal all the way, and she draws a foul. Boy, disastrous scenario there for Silver Lake. And now Bernal a chance to tie the game at the free throw line. Foul is on Wendy, her second, and team foul number three. Bailey Bernal at the line. First. No good. It rims out. She puts her head on her head, hands on her head. A little bit of frustration there. But she'll have a second here. 45-43 Silver Lake. 2:17 to go in the game. Her second is good. She goes one for two and has 5 points in the game. 45-44 Silver Lake. Here's Whitehead, heavy into the front court, being chased by multiple blue jerseys. And there's a steal for Halstead. Here's Wills, upside, layup good. Casey Young has given the Dragons a one-point lead and a timeout for Silver Lake. Oh, goodness. Back-to-back crucial turnovers leading to 3 points. Two on the bucket there by Young and one at the line from Bernal. 46-45. Halstead has their first lead since the first quarter. We have exactly 2 minutes to go in the state championship game. Timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whining. Ray Penning, Brandon Tabman with you. What a run by Halstead. Not going away quietly. It's a reason they're 24-1 on the season. Just their third state tournament appearance in program history, and all three of those have come in the last 6 years. Their first title game appearance as well in school history, and taking Silver Lake to the brink. Dragons now leading after that turnover and bucket by Casey Young. Dragons 46, Eagles 45. The Eagles will have the ball out of the timeout and will go the full length of the floor. Goodness gravy. Kyle Porter talking to the officials about confirming how many timeouts he has left. The scoreboard shows one, but he is confirming that he has two timeouts, so we're just waiting to see if that is the confirmation. Porter preaching to the officials that he should have two timeouts left, but again, the scoreboard is showing just one. 2 minutes to go in the state championship game. Halstead 46, Silver Lake 45. And by the looks of it, I think the official is telling Porter he's only got one timeout. Well, they are confirming maybe at the scores table here. Boy, that extra timeout potentially lost would be huge in a game like this. Wendy Dider Haney on the floor, along with Whitehead and Boland, the five for Silver Lake. Oh, boy. And they did not win that battle. Silver Lake, just one timeout remaining. Here we go. Halstead by one. South at 2 minutes left in the game. Haney had it knocked away, out of bounds. Oh, boy, last touch by Wills. Boy, the Eagles are struggling with the possession here down the home stretch, and they nearly turned it over again. 1:52 to go into the backcourt, and heavy defense by Wills, nearly knocking it away again. Now there's a bump and a foul right at midcourt. Wills riding the left hip of Haney as Wills picks up her fourth. Wills, Schroeder, and Bernal all with four fouls here for Halstead. 1:48 left in the game. Halstead leading by one, 46-45. Here is Haney on the entry pass on the right wing from Snyder. Don't go anywhere. Here's a double screen. Pass into the corner. Back to Haney on the left wing. Inside, Dider shot. No, she missed it. And a rebound for Halstead. And now Dider knocked it away. And a timeout called. Dider nearly stripped it away, but Halstead gets a stop. 90 seconds to go in the game. Dragons leading by one, and they have the possession back. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Silver Lake led 39-33 coming into this final quarter. But the Dragons have erased it and now lead the game with a minute 30 to go. 46-45 Halstead. 14 points in the game by Schroeder, and 11 as well from Casey Young. Double-digit nights for Kaylin Haney with 19 and Kara Steiner with 13. Out of the timeout, Wendy, Whitehead, Dider, Bolin, and Haney. Five for Silver Lake. Not many people sitting down at this point. It is Schutte, it is Schroeder, it is Young, it is Wills, and it's Bernal. The five for Halstead. Under 90 seconds to go. Dragons by one. They work it into the front court here. Tipped up into the air near Steele. Dider got a hand on it. Now another timeout. Now two timeouts left. Boy, head coach Derek Schutte didn't feel too good about the defense being applied by Silver Lake, so they took 8 seconds off the clock and will throw it in on their half of the floor. Again, leading Silver Lake 46-45. It's been a wild ball game, of course. It's just been a wild week and a wild season. Silver Lake trying to win their second consecutive state title and eighth in program history. Halstead, they're in their first championship game in school history. And this is right now in the midst of their best season in school history, and obviously would capitalize that if they're able to hold on here against Silver Lake tonight. The boys' 3A title game, the final matchup here in Hutch of the weekend. It'll be Goodland and Heston. Estimated start time, 6:15 there. But right now, the Silver Lake girls need to get a stop. Halstead's lead is 46-45. 1:22 left in the game. Wendy, Bolin, Whitehead, Haney, and Dider. Five on the floor here for Silver Lake. Near sideline. Pass from Schroeder. Looking, still looking. Dumps it in. Gets it into Casey Young. Back up here to Schutte. Now Wills. Minute 15 to go. Wanting to waste time here if you're Halstead. Eagles, not a ton of pressure yet. There's still plenty of time in this game. Both teams have fouls to give. Working around the perimeter. Here comes the double. A minute to go officially. Here's Casey Young right into the corner. And another timeout here for Halstead. Boy, they have saved all these timeouts. It is 8:30. We're not going anywhere. We're down to 57.2 seconds left in this game. Halstead 46, Silver Lake 45. Goodness gravy. Don't forget, we got the 2A girls class 2A state championship game coming up after this one here on KNZA. Donovan West looking for their second title in 3 years. They won the 1A D1 title 3 years ago, and now they're in the 2A classification. And in the state championship, we'll have that for you here on KNZA from Manhattan. They're taking on the number one seed in Mound Ridge. But right now, our game is coming down the wire. Now each team officially with one timeout remaining. Halstead's burned three timeouts in the last about 90 seconds of game time. 57.2 seconds left in this title game. Dragons by one with the ball. 46-45. They get it beyond the three-point line here with Schutte. Nearly had it stripped away, but getting it off here to Schroeder. Schroeder now had it nearly knocked away. Sortle playing good defense. There's the foul. Sortle reached in, and it stops the clock at 45.5. That's the last foul to give for Silver Lake. So the next one puts him at the free throw line, does Halstead. Dider right back into the game for Zortle. 45.5 seconds left. Halstead will throw it in. Far side of the floor. Addison Wills. Oh, they beat it down low, but could have maybe had a look at a bucket, but they dribble it back out. Schroeder has it here in front of midcourt. 39 seconds to go. Gets it off here to Bernal. 35 seconds. Bernal dribbling. Gets it back here to Schroeder. Still dribbling. 31. There's the foul. Free throws here. With 30.6 seconds to go, the foul is on Dider. And Dider has fouled out of the game. Wow. That is a huge loss here for Silver Lake. So at the line with two monster free throws is Jordy Schroeder. Halstead by one, 31.6 seconds to go. And she buries the first free throw. 47-45, Halstead. To make this a three-point Dragons lead. Yes. 16 for Schroeder. 28 seconds here for Haney. They have one timeout they're not using. Down by three, into the corner. Wendy for the tie. No, it's off the heel. Halstead gets the rebound. Nearly taken away, and a foul on Silver Lake. Man, Wendy had such a good look. 17 seconds left, and Halstead could make this a two-possession game here at the free throw line. The third foul on Whitehead, and the free throws here for Casey Young. First free throw, no good. She missed it. If she makes this, it'll be a four-point Halstead lead with 17 seconds left. And we get a full timeout here by Halstead. It's their final timeout. Silver Lake still has one in their back pocket. It's a full. We'll step aside. Don't go anywhere. The finish of this game coming up right after this here on KNZA.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
The Silver Lake girls in danger of losing in the title game. 17 seconds to go. They are down three, 48-45. Halstead has one free throw coming up out of the timeout from 5'6 senior guard Casey Young. She missed the first. But if she makes this, it'll be a four-point Halstead lead. They have erased a 13-point deficit in this game. Silver Lake led by six going into this fourth quarter. But right now, Halstead a chance to make this a four-point lead on their side. Casey Young, no good, too strong, still a three-point game. Here's Haney, here we go, 14 seconds. Haney into the front court, left side, Wendy thought about it. Up top for Boland, 9 seconds to work. Haney working on the dribble, steps back, deep three, front rim, no. Rebound for Zordo, and she's fouled with 2 seconds left. It is not free throws here. Silver Lake will throw it in. 2 seconds to go, down three. And Kyle Porter is going to want to use his final timeout here to set up a potential game-tying play. And that was the fifth foul on Addison Will. She is out of the game for Halstead. And here is the timeout by Kyle Porter. It is a full. We got to step aside, catch the breath here for a quick 30. The end of this game is coming up next here on KNCA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
1.9 seconds remaining in the game. Silver Lake with the ball in the front court. They will throw it in underneath, down three. They need a three to send this game to overtime. The 3A title in the balance. Halstead 48, Silver Lake 45. 1.9 seconds to go. Halstead took their sweet time coming out of that timeout. Silver Lake fans did not like that. Game on the line. Zorda will throw it in. 1.9 seconds. Both teams out of timeouts. They're trying to set it up. Haney in the corner, fading away from three. Front rim, no, and the game's over. The Halstead Dragons have captured their first state championship in school history. They rally in the fourth quarter to knock off the defending champs, 48-45. They set it up for Haney in the corner. It was defended well. It was on target, but she left it short. What an end to this game. Credit Halstead for staying the course and rallying in the fourth quarter. They made some big-time plays, and the repeat run, it ends with a loss in the championship for Silver Lake. Final score, girls 3A title game, Halstead 48, Silver Lake 45. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
The Halstead Dragons, the 24-25 Girls Class 3A state champions. They knock out the defending champs in Silver Lake with a 15-6 fourth quarter, and they rally for a 48-45 win against the Eagles. Kaylin Haney's right corner three, which would have sent it into overtime, came up just a touch short, and the repeat run comes up short in the title game, as again Halstead wins it 48-45. Brandon Tabb and Ray Penning one final time as we go through the stats of this game and get you set for the 6:15 time slot where the Donovan West girls will take on Mound Ridge in the 2A title game over in Manhattan. That's coming up here in a bit on KNCA. But again, excellent, excellent performance for both of these teams, but the Dragons win it 48-45. All right, let's go through some of the numbers in this game. We'll start with Halstead, their record finishing at 25-1. Silver Lake season and comes up short in this championship game. 23-3 is where the Eagles end it in 24-25. It was just a monster fourth quarter comeback for Halstead. They got 16 in the game from Jordy Schroeder. They got 9 in the game from Madison Wills. They got 8 from Casey Young. They got 6 from Delana Schutte. 5 from Bailey Bernal and Nedek as well. 4 points as well. Silver Lake got 19 in the game from Kaylin Haney. She had 7 rebounds and 4 assists. 13 from Karis Dider and 6 rebounds as well. Outside of that, 4 points for Savannah Wendy, Taylor Zortle, Paige Hyman each with 3. Ella Boland had 2. And Jaylee Whitehead finished with 1 point. A couple notable stats in this game. I mentioned the 15-6 advantage for Halstead in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake, they turned it over 13 times, and that led to 19 Halstead points off turnovers. And Halstead did a good job limiting themselves to just 6 turnovers in the game. I look at that as being kind of a key stat in this game. Only 2 ties, 2 lead changes. Silver Lake led for 24 minutes of this game. But again, didn't lead it when it mattered the most, as Halstead rallied with a 9-point advantage in the fourth quarter to get their first state championship in school history. Final shooting numbers in this game. We will start with Halstead, 16 of 45 shooting, 35.6%, just 3 of 19 from 3. That is shy of 16%, and they were 13 of 18 from the free throw line at 72%. For Silver Lake, they hit 14 of 36 shots for 39%. They were 3 of 15 from three-point range, and as they were all tournament, good once again at the free throw line, they were 14 out of 18. Player to Bank On is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, her 3 came up just a touch short, but Kaylin Haney had just an incredible tournament, finishing with 19 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals here in the title game. She had 28 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds in the winning contestant last night. 22 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 steals in the first round win over Girard. And she is only a junior, folks. This team is going to be hungry, back, and ready to get back to this point in 25 and 26. So again, Kaylin Haney, our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company at Hiawatha. Also got to thank B Outdoors Real Estate, our post-game show sponsor. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. That's going to do it for us here. Again, the 2A girls title game coming up at 6:15 from Manhattan. Donovan West and Mound Ridge. We'll have that for you here on KNZA. But the 3A girls champion this season, the Halstead Dragons, they beat Silver Lake in the championship game. The final score, 48-45. For Ray Pitting in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Thanks again for listening. And enjoy the Donovan West girls game coming up at 6:15 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.